If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money. This is an audio recording of the blog post Wanking on the Train. One of the most difficult fears to overcome is the fear of being weird. That's partly why I write this stuff. I want people to read it and say, oh, she does that as well. Perhaps I'm not abnormal after all. But far greater than that is my need for people to tell me that it's okay. That I'm not odd. That they do this sometimes too. And by this, I think I mean wanking on the train. There's one train journey that I take that makes me uncontrollably horny. Why? I have no idea. Trains and buses are arousing anyway, because of that rhythmic movement, the fact that you can't get off until you reach your destination, that there are so many men around. These are all things that contribute to a general feeling of arousal. But one of my train journeys in particular is worse than others. I don't know why. All I know is that from the minute I sit down, I get a churning, growing lust in the pit of my stomach. Everyone on the train, attractive or not, is filled with sexual potential. And the journey's long enough that there's no reason to resist wanking on the train, in the toilet, behind a locked door. The harassed-looking parents looking after their children. I could follow the father when he goes to the toilet, relieve his stress by sucking the spunk out of him, quickly and silently, while he forces his dick into my mouth with an anger born of shame. The ticket inspector? Okay, he's old, but he's dirty with it. The sort who might take me into the guardroom, pull my knickers down, bend me over his knee and beat me because I haven't paid the right fare. That guy sitting opposite with the piercings and tattoos, he could be up for some playful fucking. Forcing me up against the wall in the sordid train toilet, pulling out a nice, thick, pierced dick to shove deep inside me. He'd fuck me from behind. A practical fuck with no speaking. As I run through the scenario in my head, I can almost hear the sound of skin slapping skin, and his muffled grunts as he comes, before zipping up and getting off at the next stop. I have no idea what it is about this particular train journey that sets my thoughts on such things, and if I'm honest, I think it is kind of weird. It's fetishizing strangers. It feels shameful. I try to read books, to tweet, to take my mind off the dull ache and the yearning to have someone fuck me, use me. My cunt twitches and throbs as I think about it, and I feel utterly disgusted with myself. The guy comes past to collect tickets, and I try to clear my mind of the spanking scenario he was in my head earlier on. I avoid all eye contact with men nearby. I try to stop my right knee from jiggling up and down restlessly. I don't touch myself. I try not to let my legs brush the legs of people sitting next to me. I look out the window and try not to think about fucking. I try not to think about the man on the row opposite, in tight jeans that show off his cock. I try not to think about when the harassed dad last had sex, and how powerfully he'd come deep in the back of my throat. I try not to think about the boy I'll shag when I get back to the city, and the force with which he'll fuck me when I tell him how horny I was on the train. I try, and I try, and I fail. And I leave my bag and jacket on the chair, stumble down the carriage to the toilet compartment and lock the door. Thinking hard about the flash frame fucks I've been trying to avoid for the last hour of the journey, I pull my jeans and knickers down to just below my hips, lean against the wall, and with an efficiency born of desperate need, I rub my clit until I come. As the train pulls into the station and I sit red-faced back in my seat, I burn with shame and look around. I am depressed and dirty and unsatisfied. I am filthy and pathetic and disgusted at my lack of self-control, my inability to resist wanking on the train yet again. But most of all, I'm hoping that I'm not alone. I'm not weird. That other people do this too. If you enjoyed that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come and help me make more of it by supporting me on Patreon, patreon.com/girlonthenet.